This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Justice Department is reversing a Trump-era policy that cut money to sanctuary cities that didn't give federal authorities access to detained people to check their immigration status, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Many cities and states get what are called burn grants to help pay for things like more training for local police officers. Mayoral Justin Chertoff teaches state and local government policy at Georgetown University.
So the practical effect of this is that money that the Justice Department retained out of the 2017 and 2018 burn grants that have not been released to those jurisdictions, they've got to release money now.
She says for some jurisdictions, these grants are the biggest source of federal law enforcement funding. Benjamin Gonzales O'Brien at San Diego State University says sanctuary communities didn't adhere to the policy, putting that grant money at risk because they wanted to promote cooperation between local immigrant communities and police to help solve crimes.
And of course, that cooperation is not going to happen if local law enforcement is participating in immigration enforcement.
He thinks this repeal signals a shift away from the feds asking local law enforcement to enforce U.S. immigration laws. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.